Hello, some of you must have seen me before in meetings. So, for those who don't know me, I'm Kostas Danos. I'm head of conservation research and development in the collection care department. And I'm standing in for Nancy Bell, who's the head of collection care. And she was going to talk about the publicly available specification 198, which was developed this year, finished this year. With Nancy taking the lead on developing the specification, I was involved in the group that contributed, and I was she was asked, and that's what I will try to do a little bit of the background of PAS. But if you want to ask questions about its implementation of how it relates to what we do here, then please feel free. For anything more, I will give you Nancy's email address if you want to hunt her down. Where it all began, apparently, with the National Museums Directors Conference raising the issue of energy consumption, particularly in relation to loans and exhibitions. But then it grew wider to environmental conditions for cultural collections, and at the same time or similar time, Nancy was also leading on a research cluster called Environmental Guidelines, Opportunities and Risks. Some of you may have heard it before, but what happened through the network, the research cluster, gaps in the knowledge were identified, and research projects were suggested to fill these gaps. And because that also coincided with the NMDC initiative, the Nancy sort of got drawn into developing and leading on the development of the PAS 98, and I'll show you in a minute how that fit in with other work that was happening at the same time. The PAS was supported by all the organizations on this slide, and as I said, the Nancy from the National Archives was sort of leading on the project. Nancy prepared the presentation, so it says what is different about the PAS, and although led by the National Archives, it was not just about paper-based materials or archival collections. So it was meant to be applicable to a range of materials found in museums, libraries, and archives. And I think the two more kind of problematic terms and new terms in the standard were about the expected lifetime of collection, and also it was more in tune with energy requirements and energy reduction targets than standards before. And the expected lifetime has been sort of seen by various groups of users as maybe positive or negative, or easy to use or not. But we do feel here that a lot of the decisions we make are based on how long we would like the collection to last. So it's not, it may be more of a taboo for institutions to think that the collections they're not gonna last forever and ever. And I think in some of our mandates, that was our target to preserve the collection in perpetuity, but it's not realistic. So we do try to take that into account. And as I said, it tried to link more of those decisions with energy and energy consumption, and provide a whole list of evidence on how the suggestions in the past came about. So there's a long appendix at the end of the past to say where we had found the source of evidence. This is just a little one of the two tables in PAS that sort of summarizes the different requirements for collections. And I'm sure some of you may have seen it. If not, we can discuss later on questions if you want about this. As I said, one of the things that we discovered through the process of developing the PAS were all the things that we didn't know about the conditions that collections should be kept under, and what is the effect of environmental conditions on various types of materials and various collections. And then those were fed into Research Council's funded projects and the Science and Heritage project program to generate research projects that will answer those questions. A lot of that was about damage functions, as it was on the slide before. Consensus, there were ups and downs, I think, in the development. I don't know how much Nancy would want to go into this, but we ended up with a document. And then the funding obviously was an issue for her, that she was trying to pull it all together. But as I said, it has happened. I think it's, judging from the general sort of price list of the British Standard Institution publications, it's probably a good value for money for what it is. So as I said, this is to just put it a little bit in context of what else was going on at the time. The PD5454-2012 is now published. It was being developed at the same time as PAS198, and the decision was made that because the PD5454 is looking at archival collections, that they would hold back and wait until the PAS was published so that they would include whatever was, so they would be in sync with whatever was in the PAS. So that is now published as well, and it is basically merging of the BS5454 as we know it, and the PD24, which was the document that was called the Guide to Interpretation for BS5454. So the narrative in the Guide to Interpretation has now been merged into the clause of requirements of BS5454 and has been reworked to the extent that it can be reworked, because they're very strict requirements for what changes you can make to the different types of documents that the British Standard Institute publishes. So by the nature of a PD, the actual requirements cannot be changed. So the numbers and figures that were in BS5454 are the same as they are now in PD5454. But the narrative has changed to make it more user-friendly or more comprehensible, and also not having to have two documents and jump through clause and interpretation between the two. As I said, this is the British standard. The NMDC, the National Museums Directors Conference also published a preliminary set of requirements for collections on loan. I think that will all come up at some point. The University Museums Group also met around the same time, and they published their own manifest of conditions for collections. And then the PAS, as I said, was developed, finished in 2012. At the same time, work on standards for environmental conditions is going on at European level, at the CEN standards. And the UK has a mirror group, like all the other European countries, that works on and comments on standards that come through Europe, through CEN. And that is the technical committee, the CEN Technical Committee 346 is the one that works on the European standards. And there is a standard being developed at the moment with, I think the publication date is still correct, maybe has moved on by a couple of years. What happens, for you that you may not know, if a CEN, a European standard, is developed and accepted, then it supersedes all the national standards. So if for whatever reason someone in Europe decides to develop a standard on requirements for environmental conditions for archival collections, and that is accepted by the European partners, then BS5454 and PD5454 would have to be withdrawn and the European standard to be adopted by the UK. So because the UK Mural Group that works on CEN standards were a bit uneasy that someone will do that, and they didn't want to have to then have to vote against a standard that is not, that we can't veto, that we don't want. If the rest of the partners accept it, then it will go through. They decided to put forward their own proposal for a standard and develop it ourselves before someone else does. So this is now work that's been carried out. And for the time being, to my knowledge, the only European standard that has been developed that touches on environmental conditions and specifications for collections is the one on the screen, the 15757. But it's specifically developed for hygroscopic materials in non-air-conditioned buildings. I find it quite useful, but it doesn't. I don't think it really touches on most of the collections of people in here. Yeah, I put the actual values of the things that of the different specifications that the different groups came up with, and the first one is BS5454 and consequently PD5454. The NMDC suggested the range of 50 to 60 and 16 to 25, which is kind of all encompassing, and then the University Museums group pretty much the same as the NMDC. And if you look at what the PAS is suggesting, everybody seems to agree on this kind of range of 40 to 60, 45 to 65, and 16 as the minimum, and maybe 25 degrees C as the maximum. The differences are probably more to do with the implementation of what the choice of set points are and what the choice of dead bands are around the set points, and the different types of collections and the requirements for those different types of materials.